Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Yud Gimel. We're in the middle of the Halachas of Tefillin, and now we're going to talk about the length and the width that the Ritzuis, the straps, have to be. How wide do they have to be, and how long do they have to be? Shir Reichav Ritzuis, the width of the Ritzuis, Ben Shalyad, Ben Shalosh, Ben Shalosh, Ben Shalyad, they both have the same width requirement. The straps that belong to the Shalosh and the straps that belong to the Shalyad need to be the same, at least the same width, which is at least like Pachas Ma'erech Sa'era. It should not be less than the length. The width of the strap should not be less than the length of a barley kernel, which we established to be approximately between 0.4 of an inch and 0.44 of an inch. And in millimeters, that is known as between 10 and 11 millimeters. Veshir Arkon, and how long does it have to be? So Shal Roish, there's from the one that's on the head goes down and it goes to the back, and then it goes down the sides of the down the front, both on the right side and the left side. Shal Roish Mimin Umismal, from the right and the left, Ad Hataber, until the navel, until the belly button. Or a drop higher than the belly button. Yes, I remember. And there are some that say, no, you should have it longer. The Sheltzad Yemin Tagia Adamila. The one that's on the right side should reach at least until the Makam Amila, because that is the Makam of another mitzvah. The Chein Nachin, and also is considered a nice. Mila is considered a nice. The Tefillin is considered a nice. There's a connection between the two. And so, therefore, it is the right thing to be machmir, that it should be at least that long, and on the right side. The left side, it could be a drop shorter, or somewhat shorter. How long does the one that goes on the hand need to be? It just as long as necessary. What's necessary? That there are seven times around on the arm, and then there's three times around on the finger, and also the times around that it's necessary to make it hold and to make it stay strong. So v'shal yad kidei sheyehadka, that it should be attached, right? So the first thing that has to go around is be attached, it has to be strongly tightened. V'yaseh bo sheva kriches al hazroya, and then he puts seven times around on the arm. And three times around on the finger, and he should be able to make it that it's strong, go around the times that he needs to go around to make it strong. So what happens if they get cut at the point where it's shorter than that? Whether it's the shal yosh or shal yad, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi, because each scenario might be somewhat different, but in other words, it's lechatchila to have at least that length, if not longer. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.